بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. فرمایا کہ حق تعالیٰ کی ایک ہوا ہے کہ اس کو بعد صبح کہتے ہیں اور اس کا خزان اس کا مبدا عرش کے نیچے ہے. حضرت بہت کسان رکھنا کہ اسے بریز آف اللہ تعالیٰ اسے بریز آف اللہ تعالیٰ اس کو بعد صبح مارننگ بریز اٹس اے مارننگ بریز اینڈ اٹس سورس از انڈر دا عرش آف اللہ تعالیٰ اٹ اوریجنیٹس فرام دیر فرام انڈر دا عرش آف اللہ تعالیٰ اور وہ ہوا صبح کے وقت چلتی ہے اینڈ دیٹ بریز اسٹارٹس موونگ ان دا مارننگ ارلی ان دا مارننگ اٹ سیٹس آف فرام انڈر دا عرش آف اللہ تعالیٰ اور نالہ و زاری اور توبہ و استغفار سب کو سمیت کر لے جاتی ہے. اینڈ دین دس بریز اٹ کمس اینڈ اٹ ریپس اپ اینڈ کورس آل دوز ہو پلیڈ ان ٹو اللہ تعالیٰ وتھ ہیومنٹی اینڈ دین کیج ان توبہ اینڈ ان استغفار ان دا ارلی پارٹس آف دا مارننگ کمس ریپس دیم اپ. اللہ تعالیٰ ان دا قرآن شریف پریزنگ دوز ہو engage in this tawbah and istighfar in the early parts of the morning. وَهُمْ بِالْأَسْحَارِ يَسْتَغْفِرُونَ. The day, these people, this muttaqin, in the early parts of the morning, in the early part of the morning, tahajjud time, or very, just when Fajr begins, at that time they engage in tawbah and they in istighfar. So this breeze comes and it wraps them up. اور غفور رحیم کے حضور پہنچاتی ہے اینڈ آل دے سپلیکیشنس دے استغفار دے دعاس ڈیلیورڈ انٹو اللہ تعالیٰ. دس مارننگ بریز وچ فارم اٹ از اللہ تعالیٰ نوز دس اولیاء دے ایکسپیرینس دیز اسپرچوئل سبسٹنس ایویٹیز مینی سچ issues, spiritual, ruhani substances which are mentioned in the hadith and by the awliya, and we do not see them but we are informed of their existence by Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That's when we accept it. That's the meaning of iman bil ghayb, to believe in the unseen. There are many such issues like the malaika themselves. They also, they are invisible to us. The jinnat are invisible to us. And we look at jinn, it's a physical substance, a physical entity, a jinn. Allah Ta'ala has created them from fire. We have been created from sand. But Allah Ta'ala has made them invisible. And they have the certain powers. They can penetrate and permeate the human body. Although they are physical entities, but they can enter our body, shaitan itself. Hey, it's a jinn. We are aware of him. We have been made aware of him. And many such issues that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has made us aware of. And we have to accept it. Especially, there are spiritual forces which are our friends, and there are spiritual forces which are our enemies. As far as the spiritual forces which are friends, these are malaika, and Allah Ta'ala's rahmat settle and protect us. And then you have these spiritual enemies, like the shayateen, and we have no physical protection against the shayateen. But Allah Ta'ala has informed us of different ways in which we have to protect ourselves against these shayateen. For example, we have been encouraged and exhorted to always remain with wudu. Hence Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, al-wudu silah al-mu'min, that the wudu is the weapon of the mu'min. Allah revealed to Nabi Musa alayhi salam, O Musa, if at any time a calamity befalls you, and if you find at that time that you are without wudu, then don't blame anyone, blame yourself for being without your weapon, for being without protection. So one form of protecting ourselves against shayateen, against sihr, evil magic, against such forces, it is to be a doom, remains all times with wuzu. In other ways, when you go into the toilet, you must ensure that your head is covered. There's a lot of emphasis on it in the hadith. When you enter the toilet, you must ensure that the head must be covered. In fact, the head of the mu'min should be covered at all times. At all times, it's not permissible to walk around without headgear. But especially when you go to the toilet, and especially when you sit and eat, then you must ensure that your head is covered. Comes in the hadith that the toilets are the haunts of the shayateen. On the occasion when Allah Ta'ala expelled shaitan from the heavens, then he made a number of du'as on his way out. He made several du'as he made. One, and all of his du'as were accepted by Allah Ta'ala. One of the du'as was, Allah, my homes, where will I reside here on earth? So Allah Ta'ala says, your homes will be the toilet places and the public bathrooms and public toilet places and the toilets. For that reason, we have to recite the du'a before we enter the toilet, so that we will be protected. It's one form of protection against sihr, against evil shayateen manipulations. And another form is to be careful what you eat. If you eat wrongly, here also shaitan will have a shame. He said to recite, to eat without bismillah, then shaitan joins that person meals. If he eats, begins his meals without bismillah, shaitan joins there. That's also one of the du'as which shaitan made when he was being expelled. He said, oh Allah, what will be my food? Allah Ta'ala, lam yuzkar ismu alayhi. That your food will be that what on which the name of Allah Ta'ala is not recited. That is your food. And it does not only apply to meat, apply to everything, any food that one eats without the name of Allah Ta'ala, then shaitan becomes a partner. And when shaitan becomes a partner, then obviously it's going to affect the person, not only spiritually, it's going to affect you physically as well. And now you should understand now, all these meat products that we eat, people eat, and all these chicken products which we call carrion, all, everything is without Allah Ta'ala's name. So with these other foods of shayateen. So now when people, they just devour this type of food. So what do you expect now? Obviously there won't be any protection now. There will be just shaitanic in that person. For that reason you see so many sicknesses and diseases on the increase. And then they go for scans and scans and scans. The doctors can't find out anything wrong with the person. But yet the man says his head is sore. He's got this problem, that problem, but when they put him under test, there's nothing physically wrong with him. So he suffers from physical, this spiritual, shaitani type of manipulations. Another way of protection is, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, that you must ensure that even your domesticated animals, like your goats and your fowls, should not be outside Maghrib time. From Maghrib time until Isha time, that is the time when all the shayateen, in hadith, all the shayateen come out in force. And then they interfere now with whoever comes across the path. So it's beginning to interfere now. So, and then yet you find the people are so careless. You see the little girls bareheaded Maghrib time, they're outside. And then they come afterwards, so many, we have got experience, they come by the dozen, they can write from all over. They want taweez then, because something is affecting them. Yeah, it will affect because no one takes any care. And they lead a lifestyle in conflict with the commands of Allah Ta'ala. So what one expects, then you go eat by any person's house. Well, what type of food the person serves. His food is contaminated. So all of these kind of contaminations, what is that? It breaks down. It breaks down our spiritual resistance, and our God is taken away. So one should be careful that way. Another way Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said that if you knew, if you know what prowls after midnight, then you will never go on a journey at that time. So many shaitan and evil forces are out. So the best time of a journey is Tajud time, just before Fajr, never late at night and midnight. So these are the times of the shaitan. Now you must mention now from Muslims nowadays. All day, in night after Isha, which is a time which is not permissible at all to indulge in any activity which is in conflict with the Shariat. I mean, even if it's permissible also, unnecessarily, it will, at that time it's in conflict now. The advice of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, if they go visit places of sport in the night time, so many Muslims in droves, they go to casinos, and so many evil places they are going. Nowadays the young people see where in the night time, where they are prowling around. Then Shaitan, when he grabs hold of them, and then no one knows what is taking place now. So then everyone says, then they blame this one and that one for Seher. That member of the family has caused Seher upon us, etc. So all these are Shaitini influences, Shaitini manipulations, which affect us, because we completely ignore now all the guards and safeguards which Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had informed us of. Farmaya, istighfar ki jaye mein shukr karna guna hai. The Kitab says that at the time when you should make istighfar, then to make shukr there, that is a sin, it's a grave sin to make shukr at the time of istighfar. Instead of repenting, making shukr, there are different ways of making shukr. Shukr is not only verbally, shukr is in the heart. Shukr means you are happy, you are grateful for something, for a ni'mat, right? You are happy in the heart. You may not express it verbally, you rejoice and you are happy. Now if that thing for which you are happy, it is not permissible. For example, a person, he has won a lot of money on gambling. He is happy now, that person is happy. So that happiness in his heart, I think that is a form of the thing of shukr. And whereas he has to make istighfar, he should regret, even if he loses it, he should bother his conscience. This money is haram, I can't. How can a mu'min be happy? So in this manner, there are issues where one feels happiness because of worldly success. Meanwhile, that worldly success came to you in a haram manner. Now you rejoice, you feel successful. So that instead of making istighfar them, so that they do make istighfar, to rejoice at the time of istighfar, that in itself is a great sin. Wa akhir da'wana alhamdulillah.